Your coach said you passed the shirt off fitness test yesterday. How did you feel you did on the ice today?
Great. Really good. It was easy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Even at the end of the bag skate?
Yeah, it was fun. Got to have a smile on your face for that.
Your teammates have really been going to bat for you. It lasted a little while. Blake Wheeler did so after the whole incident in New York. How does that make you feel when you got your guys going to bat for you like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're a team, and obviously every word gets hung on by you guys. And I think the way he worded it in my tweet back, I think it was a little misread, and it was more of a joke. And it was exactly what he said, so it was nice to see.
The guys in the room have been saying that a lot of people misunderstand you. Do you feel misunderstood?
No, I mean, it might be a misunderstanding or sometimes maybe a lack of common sense. But, you know, I feel I'm pretty simple and straightforward guy. And, you know, I guess some things get misread.
It's been said you like to play with the media a little bit. Is that true?
It's entertainment for me, right?
Kind of healthy summer. How are you feeling heading into this year? Is it?
Yeah, it was a good summer. Trained hard, and it was nice to kind of be injury-free a little bit and get in a full summer and start a little earlier than I have in the past. And you know, it's obviously, hopefully, it pays off during camp.
Looks like you're in line with Mark and Blake there. How's the early chemistry going on in camp?
It's good. I mean, I've played with those guys before, and you know, looking forward to continuing to build with them through camp and having a good start to the season with them.
You haven't always got a fair shake with, you know, a permanent centerman. Are you looking maybe forward to having Mark there in the middle as a line?
Yeah, it's something that we talked about in the summer a little bit, and you know, kind of my desire to play with a guy consistently through the year. And whether things are going good or things are going bad, just kind of stick with it. And I think we'll be given that opportunity, and looking forward to it.
Why do you think you two seem to have that chemistry?
Me and Chase?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a right-handed shot, so, you know, obviously he's looking to the left a little bit more just because it's his natural forehand. Wheels is a right-handed shot too, so it helps me. We're all passing to each other on our forehands. And I think they bring a lot of speed to the line. They're both really smart players, and their playmaking abilities are very high. So Scheifs looks really good, looks a lot better than he did last year, and Wheels is looking to kind of repeat what he did and obviously excel what he did last season. And, you know, I'm looking to be the finisher, and you know, I think it'll be a good line.
You mentioned being injury-free, Vander. Last year in particular, it was a tough year that way. Has that caused you to, I mean, you don't want to ever give up what you bring to the table, but has it caused you to maybe think, you know, I've got to tweak something here a little bit in how I play so that I'm not susceptible to injuries? Or how do you view that?
No, I'm not going to change the way I play. I'm always going to be a physical player. But I think just maybe in my training, I kind of stayed away from lifting a lot of weights just with my wrists and whatnot and my back. So I think it was just more in my training, just kind of really babying some of the injuries that I've had and not overusing them throughout the summer.
And you mentioned you're straightforward, but there's always speculation kind of about your feelings about being here in Winnipeg and about being a Winnipeg Jet. Are you happy to be a Winnipeg Jet right now?
I'm happy to be a Winnipeg Jet right now, and looking forward to camp and looking forward to having a good start to the season. So all things I've said before.
Evander, I know you've, you know, been very vocal about wanting this team to go forward, wanting to get to the playoffs. You're sick and tired of springs and seasons ending in April. I don't know how much you pay attention to what goes on with the team in the off season, but it seems to be the prevailing opinion that this team is as strong as it is depth-wise in terms of young prospects coming up to push as it ever has been. Would you agree with that from what you know, or is that just something you haven't paid a lot of attention to?
Yeah, I would say so. I think we have a lot of guys fighting for those bottom six spots, and it's going to be tough. And I think it obviously adds a lot of competition to the camp, and which I think brings the intensity level up, which I think makes everybody better. So I definitely see a lot of depth, and some of the young guys we have that were in our lineup last year that are have another year of experience, and some of the young guys that we've drafted over the past couple of years, you know, are some real good players, and you know, it's going to be tough to make this hockey team.
The style of game that Paul wants to play, that aggressively up tempo, are you looking forward to playing in that style, and does it kind of complement the way that you like to play?
I think so. I think I've liked Paul ever since he came into to our team, and just his demeanor and the way he goes about things gets along with myself well, and I like the way he coaches, and I think we're going to be a real aggressive team with using our attributes that we have to our advantage, which is our skating, and it's going to create a lot of turnovers and a lot of opportunities for us, so I'm looking forward to that.
When you say that you like the way he coaches, do you mean in terms of style or his demeanor, his communication? Is it all?
Well, I don't want to pump his tires too much, right? I mean, I don't want to look like the teacher's pet because I'm not. But I like him as a coach, and you know, he brings a lot of experience to the table.
You're still a fairly young guy. You've got a 30-goal season under your belt. Where do you see yourself going? What kind of goals do you have for yourself and marks that you want to hit?
Yeah, I mean, I said it. I said at the draft when I got drafted, I could score 50, and I know I can score 50. So I think playing with the right guys and playing with those guys consistently, I think, and obviously staying healthy is a big part of it too. Sky's the limit. So for me, goals are high, and you know, in order to get this team over the hump, you know, you have to get better every year.
Do you see those conditions lining up this year?
Sorry?
Do you see those conditions lining up this year for that 50-goal season?
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, have to have a good start.